Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another spooktacularly scary, spine-tingling, and frighteningly shocking episode of Cosmic Crit. Sure. This is your GM Patrick here, your ghoul master of disaster. And we're back for more Halloween holiday of Starfinder 2nd Edition specials here. Joining me in play for the next few weeks are the Scream Queens of the Starfinder Society and your players, Jabert, Miles, Drew, and Rebecca.
But which one of us is which? We'll never know.
I'll never tell.
That was Miles, right?
Miles. I can't tell your voices apart.
Happy October, everybody. Welcome. Hey. Welcome back to the Deadcast.
It's the like most wonderful time of the year.
It really is. I've been recording this in September, but both September and October, I just love fall weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. The sweaters come out and it's like, it's all Halloween to me.
Oh, man. I saw a game at Fenway the other night and it was like 67 degrees and I had a hoodie on.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds beautiful.
I was on the top fall, deck. Baby. It's a nice breeze. This haunted episode that we're going to be doing and the ones that follow is another of the Paizo playtests of Starfinder 2nd Edition. We've rode this podcast through all of 1st Edition and
into the dirt.
Now we're getting ready for part 2, Electric Boogaloo. And if you're listening to this year, 2024, when we're recording this, you yourself still have time to get into the game, get into the playtest, you know, try out the rules for yourself, these new classes and ancestries in the 2nd Edition format, and you can provide feedback that will help affect the final game. There's like a very short questionnaire after you play through it, and you can provide answers there. You can talk on the forum and talk about what you like and dislike about some of the rules, and they will take those and help edit the classes and the rules for a book that's going to be out in less than a year. It's like 8 months away or 10 months away at this point.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's happening.
Yes. I should probably mention you guys should all fill out the survey as well. I've already done mine, but
I don't do surveys.
Superstition.
Yes.
Conspiracy theory. What's the reason there?
Convicted felonies, not allowed to
don't want to.
Makes sense.
Yeah. No real reason other than like it's time consuming and I don't feel like it.
So I want to thank everyone that's listened to our Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest stuff. We have a lot more of it to do over the next year, but thank you everyone for sticking with us as we're recording the 2nd Edition playtests well in advance, allowing for vacations in our schedule. I think when this episode comes out, about half of the podcast is going to be in Disney World and the other half is raising their children. And then there's me who is doing nothing except playing video games in our time off. And I'm excited for getting these playtests out. And like I said, during the last one, we're going to get to the longer playtests later this year, next year for podcast release. But this is another scenario, Starfinder scenario. This week we are playing It Came From the Vast by Jessica Catalan, friend of the podcast. This is indeed a level 5 Starfinder Society playtest scenario for level 5 PCs. So once more, we are trotting out the iconic playtest PCs. And Jabert, I believe you were not involved in the first playtest, but we have assigned you one of the two iconics that are left.
Hey, that's me. I'm the one that wasn't here last time.
Well, I gave everyone the option of all of the iconics and everyone just picked the one that was closest to their season one Cosmic Crate character. So I was like, all right, fine, Jabird.
I did no such thing. I wasn't given a choice.
I think you were, but it was between two different spellcasters. And I was like, oh,
right.
Feels bad for feels bad for Miles.
Surprising there's no technomancer in the playtest.
Yes, I think we talked about this. There is one class for each of the like ability scores, like as the main ability score, and they didn't want to like kind of double up, I guess, for some. So that's why
classism at its finest.
Well, I mean, that's why there's only six classes, but they are coming out with Technomancer and Mechanic, two of the P or SF1E core classes. Probably in 2026, maybe early or late 2025. Probably not, but right after the game comes out, you'll get a bunch more classes and probably a whole bunch more ancestries, alien ancestries. If I was going to guess.
You promise?
Yes, because I secretly work for Paizo and I have all the answers, but I'm not going to give them to you unless you listen to our podcast, please. Oh, goodness. Are you guys ready to get to this adventure with your...
Yes. Level
five iconic characters.
Oh, I thought they were level 20.
No, but the other, there's two more SFS scenarios, Starfinder Society scenarios after this. One comes out in late September, one comes out in October, and those are level 10 and level 15.
Oh, fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I don't even think they have iconics set up for those. So we will have to do some of our own leveling. But leveling, I feel like, is a lot easier in at least online play and in Roll20, because you just like type in what level you are and it will automatically do the training bonus and like update all your skills and
just as you got it, Hoss,
HP and yeah. Yeah, well, your DCs and stuff will change. Okay, let's get into this week's adventure. It came from the vast. I'm saying this with such an emphasis because there is indeed an exclamation point at the end of this title. So, yippee. Attack of the Swarm! And it came from the vast! This week's adventure begins in deep, deep space aboard the Starship Overhaul, a Kevlari Venture class explorer. You know that I've got art of the ship. Slowly traveling through normal space here, it often transports cargo between some of the more fringe parts of the packed worlds and the gas giant Berthetta, or one of its many moons. And I think, I mean, you guys are the crew of the overhaul. What would you like your ship to be harvesting and or delivering, or what kind of cargo is your ship moving? It's not anything that would spoil, so you're not in any like time crunch.
Platinum.
Well, it would be a natural resource of Berthetta.
It can be. Yeah, it could be.
I think it's going to be a large amount of Drift Rider crew action figures.
Oh,
that are limited.
that are being sold wholesale because they're way out of fashion. See, like no kid wants to play with them anymore.
On one half, we have the Funko Pops, and on the other half, we have the fake bootleg Funko Pops.
Yeah, they're called the Drunko Pops.
They're Drunko Pops.
They're a little lopsided.
Funfo Pops.
Funny Pops. Yeah. Wee.
I almost said F-U-K-N-O Pops, and I was like, oh, can't do that. That's not going to fly. Funko. That's cool, though. All right, so tons of action figures aboard the overhaul. And yeah, as you guys are taking this multiple day journey between perhaps a far off space station and the one of the moons of the gas giant, as you're traveling as a crew that's worked together for some time here, a klaxon sounds aboard the bridge, warning of an immediate collision danger ahead. Warning, warning, collision imminent, beep boop. That's what the bridge says to you.
Does it say Aruga Aruga?
Aruga. Yes, that your ship is actually a World War II Axis submarine.
Aruga. Nine. Immediate collision ahead.
That was the worst German accent I ever heard.
Good, they don't deserve to be properly imitated. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Heavens.
Yeah, what would you guys like to do?
Evasive maneuvers.
Who's captain of this ship? Is it Navasi?
I mean, it would make sense, I guess. Are there other NPCs on here?
Am I the pilot? Tell me I have a great pilot score.
I'm just guessing.
I have medicine.
It's at the very bottom.
Oh, okay.
I have a plus 12 to piloting.
Once again, we're playing on PF2E character sheets because they don't exist for Starfinder yet in Roll 20. I don't think they do.
Can I be the DJ? I have media lore.
Oh my God, Rebecca.
Oh my gosh. That needs to be a ship roll in 2E.
Are you gonna scratch your way out of this danger?
I'm going to embolden the crew through a great playlist. It can be done. I think everyone should get a plus 2 to every roll because of the great.
I guess I'm the pilot.
That's like better than a bard, I think. You're just like,
I mean,
double class,
dual class. The Starfinder bard.
I'm sorry, we're too busy goofing, Miles. What did you say?
I said, I guess I'll be the pilot.
What's your piloting skill?
7.
I'm a 13. So let's.
Yeah, then I'll definitely be the pilot.
That's what I was gonna say.
So science officer Zamir comes to the deck of the ship as well. As you guys assemble on the bridge here of the overhaul, ahead through the ship's sensors, you get sight in the darkness, perhaps running dark itself, a very large starship. Immediately in your path, that looks like a cross between a building and a massive tree. It is spiraling erratically out of control in its flight through space that seems to be making it kind of hard to avoid in your current path. This is what this ship looks like. I got multiple ship art for you.
That ship says Happy Arbor Day.
How did you know the name? Indeed, it is a biomechanical starship that is careening in the direction of maybe where you're headed, Berthetta and its many moons. And yeah, if you try to raise it on hails, it does not respond. What would you guys like to do?
I will. I don't know. Captain, you got any ideas?
So it's careening straight toward us. We've tried to hail it. It can't work.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to turn the ship. Yeah, I'm going to turn the ship is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm.
You want to, you know, it's, you know,
I went to the Prometheus school of running away from things. So yeah. I think we should turn 180 degrees and fly directly the other direction, and maybe it won't hit us.
Well, yeah, it's not under power right now. So if you like, do you want to flip and burn and kind of go the direction it's headed and make some time? That's not too hard, but at the very least, you can easily get out of the way of it. So well, if your ship is not in danger.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's, I mean, I'll get out of its way right now, but that does raise a good point. We could try to match speeds with it and try to keep pace, and that'll give us some time to investigate.
You want to follow it?
We could.
Yeah.
Don't we come across things in space all the time? Do we follow I feel like we're dogs chasing cars at this point.
No, we're dogs chasing sticks. It's just this ship is a huge stick.
Look at the size of that stick.
That's fair.
That's a stick.
I'm a cat, chasing. So listen to me.
She wouldn't get it.
Don't listen today. They don't know what they're talking about. This is stick talk that we're on right now. Stick talk nation. Is this stick pretty cool? And you show an entire starship. Yes, it is.
Very cool stick. Right. That's my thought.
Yeah. Do you guys want to scan this thing first?
That's a great idea.
Give a sensor sweep. That will be a computer's check. Get some more telemetry from the ship's computers.
Is that a lore?
No, computers is its own skill in Starfinder 2E.
Yeah, but what does it mean on my character sheet?
It's under lore.
Is it map too?
Yeah, it's down at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a science officer that does that, or can anybody do that?
Anybody can. I would say just make one roll and other people can try and aid if they'd like. Zamir has already rolled, so pretty good. Pretty good roll here.
I've only got a plus 10, but...
You could roll an aid if you'd like.
I'll roll an aid.
Yeah. Okay. There's a success there. So
roll an aid as well.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, well, we got critical success there. You got a success there.
Oh, then I'll aid.
That's not how it works. But you've
I'm going
already...
to spend some enthusiastic music to...
Swear to God, Rebecca. I swear to God. you bring up music every single time they do a skill check.
She starts putting the party rock.
That's all I can do. I have literally nothing to contribute. So that's what you get.
So that's it's pretty skill normal for a Solarian.
Yep.
Why don't you do some backflips to try to impress your allies? Right. So you start getting in scans from the short range scanners, the more powerful scanners aboard the overhaul, and checking them over. You get a whole bunch of information about this ship, including its telemetry kind of data will beam back. This is a Xenowarden starship called Bloom. It is a living starship. And in addition to the life signs of the ship itself, with the successful check you've got here, you see a whole bunch of small and or tiny life forms aboard the vessel, as well as one very large one. So lots of signs of life, including life of the ship itself, the Bloom.
Signs of life, but signs of life that doesn't seem to see our signs.
Well, no one has responded to your hailing, so perhaps no one's on the bridge. Something might have gone wrong. Maybe they just lost control of some systems and could use a little help. Who knows?
Do we have a tractor beam?
No. What? No.
We have a grappling hook.
You can check your inventory, but I don't think so.
Oh, do we have a ship inventory on here?
No, you got your own private inventories.
Well, I'm not talking like a human-sized grappling hook to grab a ship.
I don't know what you mean, Drew. You just said grappling hook. You mean a starship-sized grappling hook? Who's ever heard of such a thing? Was it a pirate campaign? gonna grapple the main deck? No, for this, you'd want some kind of tree pruning gear attached to your typically ship. Yeah. You'd want like a cat chainsaw or something along those lines. Yeah, if anyone has Xenowarden lore, you can roll that, or a nature check, and you see if you can identify some more facets of this starship Bloom. Does anybody have nature as a trained skill?
I got a plus two.
If I had plus eight.
Yeah, if I had prepared knowing this for the day, I would have it, but I don't, right?
Oop, oop, oop.
What's so funny is I don't think Zamir is trained, but at level 5, you get like, I think everything you're not trained in, I'm not sure if it's part of their like mystery or whatever, but they get like plus 4 to all skills they're not trained in.
It's
like, what would be half of the trained level? But still, you've rolled a 17 here, 25. That is enough to identify... 4 different potential airlocks, indeed natural kind of leafy frond covered airlocks. There's a couple in the fore side of the ship and 2 hidden away back in the back side. I'll start revealing some of these here on a map.
You know what they say, with fronds like these, who needs an enemies?
Oh boy. no one says that. Bird.
Actually, I've heard that old chestnut before.
It's a watery old
Finding
chestnut.
Nemo thing, isn't it?
Might be.
I know it's from Finding Nemo. I love that movie.
I didn't hear you criticizing me before realizing Jabert said it.
I think I heard that one in the old Prairie Home Companion pretty good joke book. Back when I was in high school, I read that thing.
Cool. Oh, right. So a whole bunch of... Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, I filled it. So I was walking down the street and or down the sidewalk, and I was looking at my phone and they removed like a concrete section of the sidewalk. But that's not what got me. I was ready for that one. What I didn't notice was the water shutoff valve that was poking up out of the dirt about 3 inches. And so it was like this iron square on the ground. And so I tripped on that and caught myself on my hand. And so gross.
Hey, that's what it's for.
That's what, the hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose so.
One moment here. Alrighty. So, after you've figured that out here, it does seem like perhaps this ship, the Bloom, is in need of some help. If you want to match speed with the overhaul and, you know, inclination, telemetry, all that good stuff, indeed you can make a... Oh, well, actually, oh, I have more stuff to roll. If you want to make a piloting society or Xenowarden lore check, I can give you more information about the ship from what you got from the scans.
I'll use my piloting skills to look for signs of training, I suppose. Never mind. I got nothing.
Ooh, the android does not know about living starships. That's blasphemy to an android.
I will roll society.
I look at my captain. I say, what is love?
What is tree? All right, pretty good here, Drew. A 22. Is that right? Is that right, Drew? 22?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a success. You know well of the Xenowardens, a coalition of environmentally friendly activists who travel the galaxy in these living tree-like starships. And yeah, these are technological vehicles like any other starship. They just have some living elements to them. The Xenowardens are a very far-reaching, a diverse org, universal org that seeks to study slash protect the natural ecosystems across the universe. They're all about exploration, surveying new planets, and making more ecologically friendly technology. So there's a lot of biotech on board their vessels, a lot of magic, a lot of combinations thereof. And you know as captain well that the Xenowarden coalition would be extremely friendly and generous if you were to aid one of their ships, or if you were to recover it if something's happened on board and bring it back to a friendly starport.
Let's go. Let's help out.
Oh, well, with enthusiasm like that, what does your captain command? You've taken on this role, Drew. Captain of the overhaul.
Bring us alongside. Extend docking clamps. Match speed and attitude. And weep, weep, attitude.
Squabbity, squab, squab, squab.
Day starts playing really appropriate moves. Oh, I swear
to God. We'll make you edit this episode so you have to do all the music. Okay. It's like, this is a day original. I'll choose it later.
I don't know what it is at the moment.
You don't have
it's very appropriate, though. Mind?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. What would the music be here? Like, tense? Would it be like...
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Day would be inspired by the technological and bio-conscious vibe of the other ship and would play something appropriate to that, but also with a beat, you know?
Okay.
So maybe like a techno remix of the theme of Jurassic Park.
Yes, exactly that.
Only one person can take control to bring the ship to bear alongside the Bloom. This can either be a piloting check or computers check. It's a little bit more difficult doing it via the auto computer, but you can't really aid someone on piloting here for this job. You could all
be like a backseat driver.
Yeah, you could all join up for computers, but I think the pilot would have to be only one hotshot pilot. So what would you like to do?
Computers might be the safer option.
Yeah.
What are computer checks for you guys? I've got plus 10 personally.
I've got 11.
I've got plus 8.
Not bad. Not a bad start.
Zero.
Okay. Good. Good.
Glad I brought it up. I thought you had computers, so maybe let me.
Am I mistaken?
Yeah, media lore. What a great
media lore.
I told you that's all I can contribute. I am useless.
Imagine going to college.
If we get in a fight, call me up. But until then, I'm just DJ. That's all.
No fights in this scenario. It's so weird. It's all skill checks and talking about.
But I have performance battle. And I have media lore. I think Jay would be a pretty baller DJ. I'm just saying.
Not at all a super distraction from the mission at hand when they're trying to like a ship next to like an out of control starship. You're like boots and checks and boots and checks and boots and check. You're in the background.
I'm keeping the crew all, you know, aligned and in step. It's good. It's good. It's a boon, not a distraction.
We never would have made it if not for all that sweet, sweet beats.
Okay.
All right. I suppose we should do computers, but.
Right. So you at least have a couple folks that can aid. I mean, technically, Rebecca can aid with Day, but I wouldn't recommend it because you can critically fail pretty easily. Whereas I don't know if these guys can critically fail. I'm setting the DC to aid this. It's pretty simple. It's just a DC 12.
Okay.
Do you want the aids rolled for you first? See how you're doing there, Jabert?
Let's do that. Let's see what those look like.
All right. We got a success from Zamir, a success from Navasi. So that's a +2 in total going to you, Jabert.
That's what I like to see. 3, 2, 1, super go.
Another natural 20.
Oh, I can't be stopped on the computers. I can't be stopped.
Basically a computer yourself. Okay. A critical success. Yeah, you and the autopilot go way back for the overhaul. ISEF just knows them very well. And you're like, come on, it'd be cool. Just do all the work for me and let me show you how it's done.
You're like, buy you whip Snickers when we get out of here.
ISEF, have a Snickers here. You're a much better computer programmer when you're not on a empty stomach. Yeah, so you guys watch on like the holographic displays as the little digital readouts of the ship kind of like do a weird dance with one another in outer space, where the overhaul slows down and then speeds up to get right alongside and eventually has to start firing its retro rockets and its attitude adjusters to enter the same spin orbit.
That's what Rebecca calls her two turntables, attitude adjusters and the retro thruster. Yeah.
The Day's in the corner sampling the klaxon alarm from the the ship being about to collide with you. That's coming for Absalom's music festival. They're gonna get hit with that awooga. Awooga.
I feel a sudden pressure to need to understand how to create music like this. I'm clueless.
Yes, start.
It's a role playing game.
Start watching a YouTube video while we do all these skill rolls from the exact battle.
Right, I'll learn in the background. I'll be composing the music.
It would help me out visually. I know this is an audio podcast for people, but it would help me out visually if you were physically like doing a turntable action, like error, 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 error. Just like it kind of looks like a cat needing biscuit dough.
Yes, that's a very good point.
Is that how Patra's DJ? They just like bake
probably
biscuits.
That's hilarious.
And we're making so much great new Starfinder lore in second edition. How's no one played a cat person? I like that they're going to be core. Soon, very soon. Okay, all right. Hey, guys, guess what? We've gotten through page one of this adventure so far.
We're on a roll, gang.
We're on page two, so let's continue on. Yeah, so you get alongside the Xena Warden ship, the Bloom, and there's no gantry or anything to connect your...
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, there's definitely not. Nothing connecting your airlock to it. So you're going to have to make a leap of faith, as it were.
Oh, so we're basically just like the pilots, like on the space station right now.
Yeah, you're going to have to jump, or you're going to have to crawl or climb or do some other acrobatics and or athletics to get from one vessel to the next safely. And because you did so extremely well with the computer's check, the DC for this spacewalk is only a 17. It has an upper limit, if you would roll the one on that, of a DC 23 for a space. Ooh. Unless someone has some other fly abilities. I don't think anyone does at this level. Iconic. Go ahead and look at your athletics and or acrobatics and describe how you want to get your characters from one starship to the next.
I have slightly better athletics. Mm-hmm.
Tracks.
I have slightly acrobatics. Better acrobatics.
Sorry. Yeah, I have slightly better acrobatics.
Neither are great for me.
Zamir does have at this upgraded level, a single jump spell, if you want to burn a rank level one spell.
Yeah, sure.
Your legs surge with strength, ready to leap high and far. You jump 30 feet in any direction without touching the ground. You must land on a space of solid ground within 30 feet of you. So feel free to mark that off.
So Zamir does like a full on like Luigi from Mario 2 jump.
Can I use competitive spirit here?
Why don't you describe to the sweet audience that doesn't know what that is, what that is, because I know what it is. But
or your players. Yeah,
that means, all right, so if you are doing the same action and the same skill check to do that action as another player, as an, you know, an ally, then I get a +2 circumstance bonus to the skill check.
Oh, okay. So you can, and you've already rolled pretty well. So I think you're safe. Let me double check.
Cool.
I don't think
25.
Yeah, I don't think. I think only if you fail, you might be taking a little bit of damage here. So 25 is a success. Like I said, it's DC 17. Navasi, how do you want to get Captain across?
Navasi's just gonna leap and look super cool doing it. Actually, she's gonna do kind of.
Are you
gonna
look before you leap?
Never.
Oh, -2 to the skill check. You fell right into Jabert's trap. Please be the deciding factor. Oh, nah, you're still good without looking.
She did a blindfolded. It was awesome.
Doing a little kind of like backstroke in 0G, getting between the ships. Okay, that only leaves Isef, right? Yeah, Jabert.
That's me. Yeah, we'll do.
Yes, in acrobatics.
Acrobatics, yeah.
Everyone here is dex-based, it looks like.
Yeah, my athletics is not bad, but yeah, we'll do some acrobatics instead. We did. How'd we do? Oh, bad. Oh, did bad. Okay. Hey, are there hero points in?
Natty 1.
Are there hero points in Starfighter 2nd Edition?
Yes, there are.
I'd rather not.
I think we call them space hero points.
Space hero points. That sounds good. Yeah, 26. That's much better.
Much better indeed, because
I love that you rolled 2 natural 20s controlling the ship, but a natural 1 controlling yourself.
Whoops. I mean, honestly, that does sound a lot like me.
Gerbert used to drive F1 race cars, but also falls walking down the sidewalk
every time.
You gotta take care of yourself, buddy. I know, not right? not just your Ferraris that you drive. You got to take care of yourself. If you accidentally crash into the ship, if you had failed this, you take a good amount of bludgeoning damage as you just throw yourself into the opposing ship here. But you all land very gracefully. I guess I should ask, there is, as you're getting a scan, one opened airlock. Do you want to head to that side of the starship, the open airlock side?
Yes.
Good.
I imagine that's what you have prepared.
Oh, I don't have. I honestly did not prepare anything for this adventure. I wanted to, unlike the last one, go in a little blind to.
I don't know. I kind of want to land on the broccoli fluffy part.
Broccoli fluffy. You want to mark on the
top
map where that is?
Yeah, on
broccoli
the top.
Fluffy part.
The fluffy part.
Oh, okay. You're looking at the side view of the starship, the tree part of the ship. Well, yeah. There are no. It's all along the side where the airlocks are. So,
all right.
I'm sorry, Rebecca. You want to cut through the hull of the top of the ship?
Be more fun, but it's fine. We can go to the open airlock. easy mode. It's cool.
It's fine, I said. Go. Okay. Let me figure out which one that is.
Day puts their headphones back on and shrugs.
That is the, oh boy, here we go again. That is the left side of the ship. So it's the
port side. Port side. We've been doing DMR and C for how long?
Not long enough, apparently.
Apparently.
Not long enough. That is this one right here. I haven't even unlock it. This guy right here.
Patrick, quick question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So part of my character's thing is daily preparations. Is there a way that I could use some of the, like, prepare for something as we go in here?
Yeah, if you guys want to spend a little time before you get over to the bloom, you can make some prep time. What do you got to prep?
So I can get a skill feat until I prepare again. And I would like to get some lore for these guys. Can I get some
Xenowarden lore? It's hard to say. Xenowarden lore. Xenowarden war. Yes. Yes, you can. So, yeah, just add that skill in, I guess. What is this? Is it an envoy ability that allows you to do this?
It's just under daily preparations. It can be a skill feat that I don't have, which I have a lot of other skill feats. So it's usually going to be a lore category. So I become an expert in that lore with a total of +10 if she's not sure what lore will be useful, she instead selects group impression or glad hand to improve social skills. But I don't have those on my sheet as to what those are.
I was just wondering if this was like an envoy feat or if it was a specific ability. I'm not sure either, because it wasn't on the level 1 Nabossi we played a few months ago.
A group impression or glad hand sound like feats that I could temporarily take, but I don't have those on anything I have in front of me. So,
yeah, just a daily preparations. That's interesting. There's so many skill things for the envoy. It's funny that we're still finding out new ones about them. Okay. So, yes, heading to the port side of the ship, taking a look inside the opened airlock, which looks like kind of like a big old flap of a giant leaf kind of covering up this living porthole. Inside is what looks like a laboratory. It has where you would think a large locking metal door would be in the airlock. There's only a shimmering kind of green aura that marks a transition between the void and the bloom's darkened interior. So it's kind of like a magical force field seems to be holding in atmosphere inside the ship. Looking inside, there's a laboratory. There's a mess of what looks like broken specimen boxes and lab equipment kind of strewn about. I think most everyone has dark vision, either as an attribute of their ancestry or heritage and or part of their armor. I believe Nabossi has a built-in dark vision visor. So you got a pretty good look in here, but yeah, what do you guys want to do? You want to head inside?
Yes.
Eking a boot. Feel free to move yourself inside the building here, inside the room. There's a...
Can we roll perception before we walk in?
Yeah, feel free to make a perception check. It's not going to help you, apparently. Natural one.
Let's see. Perception is...
But ISF has rolled well.
Where's perception again?
Is the gravity on right now?
On the starship, I believe so. Let me just double check.
So I'm going to get up here on this. I presume this is like up on a railing up here.
As you move inside, indeed, your boots kind of slide down to the ship. It doesn't feel like an artificial gravity, creation on a normal starship, but it feels more solid, more like there's solid rock underneath your feet. Several thousand miles of rock. You have readings showing a normal atmosphere inside here. So most everything is seems to be going well with the ship, except there are no lights. But even without the lights, ISF, with their dark vision, you can see what looks like blood stains darkened gore marks along the walls and floor here, as well as the interior of some of these nearly destroyed specimen boxes.
There's been a murder.
Something grisly has happened on board the Bloom. we were having fun, but now it's spooky.
Is that a Wynn reference? Because he was a Xenowarden.
Is it?
Well, we'll see if Wynn survives this Starfighter Dewey adventure.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.